The Ben Davis and Kelly Kago on 99.7 DJX.
All right, hey, good morning, Kelly. I need to. I'm first off. Good morning.
Hi there.
Salutations.
You sound like you're aggressive. Something needs to get taken care of right now.
Yes, I have had animal problems, and well, I'm not talking about like raccoons, bears, chickens. Things that are outside the wild trying to come into my house. I'm talking about my domesticated animals.
Pets.
I'm having animal problems. I've told you off the air that maybe in the past 3 weeks, I've had two incidents where one of our cats has gone number two under our bed in the middle of the night that I've had to clean up.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Okay.
However, I wait...
You're real fired up.
Listen. There is no shower. There is no coffee. There is no Mountain Dew. Double shot of caffeine K-cup that will wake you up like stepping in fresh cat barf.
Wow.
That happened to me this morning in the kitchen. I thought kitchen is normally, not, sorry. In the bathroom.
In the bathroom?
Yeah. So,
at least the cat knows that's where it's supposed to happen.
Right.
Just missed a little.
I'm a little groggy. I wake up and I'm just like, you know, you kind of have that catatonic, like half awake, half sleep.
You're a zombie.
Yeah.
The first walk across the house is a shuffle. It's a zombie.
Exactly.
Walk. Yeah.
Exactly. That shuffle to the bathroom. And all I want to do is just get in there, maybe use the restroom and brush my teeth.
Yes.
And
splash a little water on your face.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I see when I flip the light on, I see that the bath mat has been messed with. But that happens a lot. Like it's askew.
Okay.
It's not askew. Yeah, it's askew.
Got it.
And so normally chalk that up to just the cats being idiots in the middle of the night and like running around and
pushing it.
Yeah, pushing it with their feet or whatever.
Okay. Sounds like the cat pushed it.
So I walk and I miss the big pile.
Oh, there's more than one pile.
At first.
Oh, God.
Because I see this small pile and I'm like, oh, there's like a little pile of cat barf right there.
So
I take another step and my left foot just sinks down into it. And I'm like, I lifted my foot up and it's stuck to the bottom of my bare foot. And I'm just like, I want to go back to bed. I want to burn my foot.
There is kind of no amount of washing that really makes you feel truly clean from that kind of an incident.
Yeah. So I'm up there. I mean, don't need coffee. Don't need any sort of
shower
to wake me up.
You're a little foot in the cat poop angry, though. I get it. That's not a fun
puke.
Way.
Yeah,
cat puke. Sorry.
Yeah, cat puke.
Cat puke. Oh, either way, it's bad.
Yeah. So they have been testing me this past month.
Do you think they're trying to push you out of the house? Like, is this like a takeover?
maybe is this
like, you know, Cat Antifa?
I don't know what's happening, but they are testing me. They're testing my resolve.
Wow.
And I don't know who it was, so I don't know who to blame it on. But because I have three cats.
Yeah.
But
you're going to have to again show them who's boss. Lay down the law. Like, daddy's upset.
Yeah, like I
Daddy
said,
Daddy doesn't
there
like
is,
how this is happening.
I don't like what is happening here. Guys, listen. It's either you or me.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think they're unhappy with the state of something going on in the house? Are they unhappy with each other? Are they...
I mean, they're always unhappy with each other.
Like,
they're cats.
I no longer want to live this way.
Cats.
Kind of thing.
Our cats are just insane.
Okay. So who do you think is the instigator of all this?
I don't even know.
Okay.
I don't even know
who to blame it on.
No, I could point a finger at all three of them.
Oh, wow.
So that's how my morning started.
That's frustrating.
Yeah.
Well, so like when you get home, you're going to line them all up and give them a stern talking to, right?
Yeah. And they'll just lick themselves and look at me like they don't care. And they won't.
Nor will they understand.
No, they won't either.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's going to make you feel better.
Sure. All right. So today we've got... Setting the bar stories, naked stories.
Yeah, nakedness.
That is also a part of our free therapy.
Oh.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
And we'll kick off the show with a feel-good story. You gotta come hot with this,
I'm
Kelly.
I'm gonna bring it back
I'm in a mood.
I'm gonna, you know what? I'm moving the first one I'm gonna do. In light of your mood.
All right, thank you.
Okay, I'm making an executive decision to switch it up just a sec. I'm gonna bring it back around for you.
All right, so feel good coming up here after Dua Lipa. Good morning, guys. Do this every single hour, brought to you by Campbellsville University, Louisville.
This is beautiful, Benji. This is going to bring you out.
He's going to bring me out of my
all of your cat puke problems.
All right.
Yes, we're going to Pacific Grove, California for 20 years. Jay painted and decorated his butterfly home with bright colors when he learned that his wife, Sonia, who had degenerative eye disease, could see bright colors.
Oh.
So now she's legally blind, but Sonia and her husband welcome tourists to see their home, which is a testament of his love and dedication, because this home is incredibly decorated.
Like bright colors and all
bright colors, butterflies all over the place. I mean, it looks like it's something out of like a Candyland game.
Right.
Or something like that, or a painting. And now he's got a workshop where he still works on his colorful art. And, you know, like I said, they let tourists come by now because it is pretty amazing.
Mm,
all of that brightly colored. So I'll tweet out that story so you can just see how amazing this man's home is. And he did that all for his wife.
Oh, there you go.
So that she could see a little something, some of the features of their home. Just to mate, see now?
I wonder if they have a cat that pukes on their floor, brightly lit floor.
I don't think he'd allow that. It's literally a work of art.
It's not that I don't allow it. It happens.
You're going to need to do a strongly worded conversation again.
Sorry, I'm not meaning to hijack your feel-good with my own issues.
I'm trying to turn around with the butterfly colorful house.
I keep coming back to my own issues.
Butterfly. You know what? Maybe you need to start painting your house. Painting therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do.
You start that.
All right.
You start it today.
That's your feel-good.
Okay.
Do you see where Jason Momoa is in talks to voice Frosty the Snowman?
Yes, and I don't know how to reconcile it in my brain.
I don't either, because I think Jason Momoa, you think probably Aquaman.
Yes.
I think of the
was it Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
Ah.
And he's got like, he's angry dude.
Yeah.
How is this going to happen in my brain?
I don't know.
Where Frosty the Snowman, like, Frosty the Snowman.
I don't think that's...
Had a jolly happy soul.
It's a different take on that.
Hey, corn cob pipe. Stay off my button nose.
Frosty the Gangsta Snowman. I don't think so.
My two eyes are made out of coal. Hands off.
I don't think so.
What's their... What's,
I don't know,
What are
though.
The little kids' names? Jimmy and Timmy and
remember.
Carol?
It's been so long.
Wendy? Something like that?
Not Wendy. That's Peter Pan.
Oh, all right. So anyways, Jason Momoa in talks, and you're like, why Frosty the Snowman? Well, they're doing a new live action / CG hybrid movie for Warner Brothers.
Live action Frosty the Snowman?
It's going to be a live action CG hybrid. Yes.
With Jason Momoa?
Jason Momoa.
As Frosty the Snowman?
Yeah.
This is the most creative casting I've
heard
of. He's going
to voice Frosty,
okay.
So I don't think
so
we're going to actually
Frosty's
see
gonna be completely CG.
Jason Momoa.
All right,
as Frosty the Snowman, which would be interesting.
Need them to give him beefy little sticks for arms now.
Beefy tattoos under his right.
Sticks
a little bit
for arms.
So long hair,
yes,
something
long flowing hair.
But yeah, they. Said it felt only right to realize Jason this time in snow. So he has been a count in a land of ice and fire to oceanic success. So now snow. So he's done the oceans. He's done land of fire. You know, Game of Thrones.
I just need for him to give me a little bit of the voice he's planning on using.
Right.
And then
I need to
maybe
hear that.
Reconcile it in my mind.
I need to hear that.
Because right now, I don't hear
Frosty
it.
Frosty the Snowman. Frosty the Snowman.
No. It's not the kind of story.
He kind of grunted in Game of Thrones, so it wasn't like he really had a lot of talking roles.
Okay.
In Game of Thrones. But yeah, you know, Aquaman, obviously, and
He's kind of, he can be menacing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Like game, of, like, yeah.
And
so Frosty Snowman.
The Snowman is not menacing. Well, one bit.
Maybe this will be an adaptation that shows a different side of Frosty.
I think we need that.
Listen, I can't be out in the sun. Why are you doing this?
I keep telling you, kids. I hate getting melted every single day.
I need the thermostat set at a frosty 32 degrees.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyways.
I'm excited.
There's no word on when that will come out for you to enjoy Jason Momoa as Frosty the Snowman, but we'll keep you posted. So maybe you saw the name Bobby Bonilla trending yesterday, and you're like, who's Bobby Bonilla? Why do I care about Bobby Bonilla?
Okay, why do I care about Bobby Bonilla?
Bobby Bonilla was a baseball player back in like the 90s.
Okay, sounds familiar.
Early 2000s. So yesterday is probably Bobby Bonilla's favorite day. And maybe you even saw the hashtag Bobby Bonilla Day. You're like, why is July 1st Bobby Bonilla Day?
Why is it?
It's because that's the day the New York Mets are still paying him about $1.2 million. Let me explain. He's 57 years old, hasn't picked up a bat since 2001.
Wow.
Yeah. Why is he a coach? No.
Is he a bat boy?
No.
An overpaid bat boy?
No.
No?
So here's the thing. Back when he left the Mets were going to have to pay him like $6 million to buy out his contract, basically.
Okay.
They didn't have the money.
Oh, so to just give him a big old check.
So Bobby Bonilla's agent,
I'll put you on a payment plan,
was like, I tell you what.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is totally what it was.
Well, this is New York, so that voice so works
it was
for
like,
this.
Yeah, right. So it was like, it was the Bernie Madoff days, too.
Oh.
And so we know what happened to Bernie Madoff. So it was like, I tell you what. Why don't we defer the payments until 2011, and you can pay him his salary, 8% interest from the remainder of his salary, 8% interest from 2011 to 2035.
Oh, wow.
And so the owner of the Mets at that time was like, all right, so I'm just going to take this $6 million, reinvest it Bernie Madoff style. Uh-huh. And I'm going to like double, triple, quadruple my money.
Gosh.
And I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
He wasn't fine.
No.
Yeah.
But now every single July 1st, the Mets are paying Bobby Bonilla as part of this agreement, $1.2 million. They're going to wind up paying him like $26 million by the time he's 72.
Oh,
so every year he gets a check for $1.2 million for doing nothing.
That's pretty amazing.
This is like
that worked out way better for him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. This is almost a feel good, like a
for him.
A stick it to the man type of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like a big corporation.
Wow.
I know.
So
it's
instead
wild.
Of $6 million, it just got inflated to how much? Over 20?
Like 20 some million dollars.
Wow.
But it didn't start. You know, it started 10 years basically after his contract ended.
Yeah.
So 2011 to 2035, they're going to be paying him $1.2 million. And that's why Bobby Bonilla was trending yesterday, because July 1st, that is the day he gets his fat check. He probably walks into the bank. The bank probably rolls out the red carpet like,
hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby. You know, like he just walk shuffles in, you know, there you go. You know, I envision just, you know, he's holding a check, which is probably direct deposited, but who cares?
Probably. Whatever.
He's holding the check. He walks in. He just sets it down. They signs it over and, you know, boom.
And he walks out. I mean, and goes shopping.
He was a successful baseball player anyways.
Yeah.
So he made millions of dollars when he was playing in the league.
He probably invested it better.
Doesn't matter
than
if he
the
did.
Mets.
Yeah, right. Better than the Mets. Right. So there you go. That's sports.
Wow. Bobby Bonilla living his best life.
I know. So that's probably why you saw Bobby Bonilla trending yesterday, because he's living his best life.
That's fantastic.
I know. That is a retirement plan.
That's
that I think
the dream.
We should all try to.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hang on. When's our contract up? Can we figure out something? Where?
Wait, listen.
All right.
You're going to pay me my salary now, but then I'm going to need you.
I'm going to need you to pay me a lot more for the next 20
interest.
Years. Right. Yeah. So, anyways, that's sports.
That's awesome.
That is sports. You probably recognize that from TikTok. Get to a tweet here real quick from Crystal, who who says, I can't tell if all the cool TikTok songs are on the radio or if all the cool radio stuff is on TikTok. What a fun marriage. TikTok,
that is true.
TikTok and radio. Look
exactly.
at that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I got asked by my son yesterday. He's like, hey, will you guys start playing this song? It's one of his TikTok songs.
I got asked by my daughter the same question.
Yeah.
It's the actually the number one trending video right now on YouTube. We have it posted at WDJX.com. TikTok star Dixie D'Amelio. It's called Be Happy. It's a pretty good song, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, and I'm like, huh, I wonder if we're actually going to start playing this.
Charlie's sister, maybe? Yes, it is.
Be happy. Don't hold it against me. If I'm down, just leave me there. Let me be, son.
Yeah, so it's just a cool little song there. Like I said, number one on YouTube right now. If you want to see the video, we got it posted, WDJX.com. But yeah.
Forget Hollywood. The biggest stars are coming out of TikTok.
I know. I was going to say, like forget American Idol. Right. Forget The Voice.
Yep.
I mean, it's like TikTok and radio. We just kind of like...
There you go.
Like interweave each other in together. And
yep.
There's where you get your music. All right. So, hey, coming up here next, it's our first naked story.
Yeah, nakedness.
But it's a setting the bar story. So it's like, maybe...
Don't do this nakedness.
All right. Set in the bar. Naked Adventures is where we're going. To Minnesota.
Ah.
Yep. 99.7 EJX. Set in the bar. Small examples of what not to do. Naked story, too.
Yeah, nakedness.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting naked, running around a sewer, you're doing okay.
Ew.
Out of Minnesota.
Emergency responders have been searching for someone who they believe entered the sewer system in Duluth.
Okay.
Why?
So far, so good.
It was reported around noon. The Duluth Fire Department and other emergency responders were on scene near 3rd Avenue West and I-35.
Okay.
Fire crews say they weren't able to find anyone, but will continue to monitor the situation.
And they're like, okay, and so far in the story, you're like, well, how do you know anybody's even in the sewer?
Right.
They had a camera on scene that was going through the pipes and did find someone's clothes.
They believe
the person may have been able to get out somewhere else.
Okay, so they're looking for a naked person who's running around Duluth, Minnesota, who went into the sewer.
Realized they were in the sewer.
Took their clothes off.
My clothes are going to be stinky. I should probably take them off.
Either that or where do Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles live?
Oh, you're right.
In the sewers.
They do live in the sewers.
Maybe.
Maybe he thought he was going to transform.
Maybe he thought he was going to transform.
And he didn't want to rip his clothes.
Right.
When he turns into the big, baby, muscular.
Yeah, Michelangelo or Leonardo or whoever it is.
Yes.
So.
Maybe that's what he thought was going
to
happen.
Yeah, fun little naked adventure in the sewer.
So we don't know if he was trying to, like, evade police because he committed some sort of other previous crime.
It'll come out eventually.
Probably.
Yeah. So as
I'm going to go with the Ninja Turtle story, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
as a public service, though, we're just going to say, you know, hey, it's a holiday weekend. A lot of people have tomorrow off. You know, we are going to just say and lay it down as a blanket statement. As you're rolling into this weekend, there are a lot of sewers in the Louisville metro area.
There are. Let's maybe stay out of them.
Yeah. Let's stay out of them. And maybe
keep our clothes on.
Keep our clothes on.
All right.
Right? All right. There
really
you go.
Really good, solid advice that you can apply to your own life.
That's right. Thumbs up from us.
Yeah.
Setting the bar and naked stories. Making
naked
the show.
In a sewer.
Yeah.
That's the stuff of nightmares, is it not?
I
mean, you know, when you have that unfortunate dream where you're like naked in public, I don't want to be in a sewer.
No.
I mean, how many showers until you feel clean from that?
I don't think they were worried about that.
I don't think you
that.
Can count.
Yeah, that's okay. Side of the bar. Every single hour we do this, Feel Good, brought to you by Campbellsville University, Kelligan.
We need to turn this into a feel good.
It's
not a feel good right now. Your sister.
Oh, yeah. Amanda.
Tagged you and me in this. Yeah. And I thought, wow, yeah, no, this is awful. So. There's a college student named Ashley Williams who uses a wheelchair accessible van. She's offering a $1,000 reward for its safe return after it was stolen on Monday night. So she just moved here 6 months ago.
Oh, jeez.
Hopeful that spinal cord injury research could offer her some promising results.
Yeah.
Right? She became a quadriplegic 10 years ago after a car accident. She's currently a senior at UNC Chapel Hill, recently started a 2-year treatment program in Louisville. She's been going to physical therapy 5 times a week at Fraser. After her wheelchair accessible van went missing, She said she's going to have to use her power chair to get around.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, she said, you know, it's just to go out there and it's gone just really rips that independence away from me. She said her van was undergoing repairs, parked the vehicle on the first floor of her apartment garage that night. The garage is only accessible to those who have electronic key fobs.
Oh, no.
So she woke up Tuesday. It was gone.
Well, yeah.
So it's a 2015 black Dodge Caravan. It's got stickers on the back of it. It's her main mode of transportation to get her to the therapy, to the gym, to the grocery store, everywhere she needs to go. And they put in thousands of dollars of modifications. She estimates the total cost at $115,000.
Yeah, those like for this van. Electric ramps and modifying
all the it's outfitted with.
Yeah, the steering wheel and the accelerator and the brake and everything, that costs money.
Now, friends and family have started a GoFundMe campaign to try to get a new van if they can't track this one down. Mm. And hopefully it's not damaged.
Right.
So, and if you have any information, again, it's a 2015 black Dodge Caravan with some stickers on the back. If you see it driving around town, contact LMPD, and we're going to turn this into a feel-good.
Okay, yeah, okay? You're right. It's definitely not a feel-good right now.
Not a feel-good right now, but I feel like it was worthy of a spotlight to try to turn it into a feel-good.
All right.
Whether it be she gets this band back and it's perfect and all the things.
Or the GoFundMe raises enough money to get a new one. Right.
Exactly.
All right.
So we'll tweet out that story from Wave 3 at Ben and Kelly Show.
You know, he called our show last week. It's Ira from the Bronx.
Oh, I'm enjoying your show very, very much.
Oh, that's awesome.
You are the greatest.
Oh, Ira.
It's so sweet.
That feels good to hear.
I'm embarrassed. Go on.
You know what? I used to be a weatherman.
Ira, can you give us a fog warning for this area? Because I know you're in the Bronx and you don't have fog right now, but we are experiencing some fog here in the Louisville area. So in your best weatherman like delivery, give us a fog warning for the area.
Well, the fog is going to be lifted up today, and you're going to have sunshine the rest of the day. It's going to be around 12 o'clock. The sun is going to come out. It's going to be around 90 degrees in Kentucky.
There you go, Ira.
Wow.
Thank you, buddy.
We've got an official weather guy on the show.
I know.
Add him to the payroll.
Twana. Brian,
yep.
And Kevin
got some competition.
You got some competition, yeah. From Ira from the Bronx. All
oh,
right.
Wow.
Oh man, I love it. Yeah. By the way, you don't have to necessarily listen to us on 99.7 DJX Radio. You can listen to us and stream us live whenever. WDJX.com. Click listen right there. Vanilla Ice holding a 4th of July throwback concert in Austin.
Yes.
Texas.
Awesome.
Vanilla Ice. Sorry. Robert Matthew Van Winkle.
Uh-huh.
For those of you who knew him better like that. He's going to have hit songs from the 90s. Venue, Emerald Point Bar and Grill on the shores of Lake Travis.
Sounds beautiful.
Outdoor restaurant.
Yep.
Extensive grounds.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to keep
social
everyone
distancing.
Safe, they are saying, with the CDC social distancing guidelines. But
yep.
Vanilla Ice is going to say, you know what? It's the 4th of July. We need to party.
Well, they better stream that for those of us that can't make it to Austin. I mean, how else are we going to partake in the throwback fun?
Oh, my gosh. Of Robert Matthew Van Winkle?
Robert Matthew Van Winkle.
I wonder if he's going to give us some decorating tips while we're there, too.
I was going to say, maybe he'll do a little renovation while he's there for somebody.
A little reno.
He does that.
Sure.
And he's pretty good at it.
He's pretty good at it.
Yeah, he's found his new calling.
So, there you go. I guess maybe look for the video coming out of Austin, Texas on Saturday.
We can only hope. Following on Instagram, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll tell us on
Who
the
knows?
Insta.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up. Free therapy. You know, send us a message. Maybe you got a little issue. Try to work it out for you.
We've got smart people that listen. We're not going to go ahead and call ourselves the experts.
Never.
We have opinions.
We have microphones and lots of opinions. This is Free Therapy with the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
Okay, so will you walk us through the message you sent us?
Okay, sure. So here's the thing. Our neighbor's kid has been having friends over lately to swim, and they start off in their swimsuits, but then end up skinny dipping.
Oh.
So she just graduated high school. So I know her and her friends are just out having fun and being 18-year-olds. And honestly, my husband and I don't really care that much. But we recently found out our 12-year-old son is seeing it as well.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. I went into my son's room, and there he was looking out the window. And he even
seeing
had his,
stuff.
Yeah, he's seeing it.
Okay.
And he got his kid Smithsonian telescope out that his grandpa gave him, and he's looking directly into our neighbor's pool area. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And like we don't want to punish our son, because we know if there are naked people outside your window, of course you're gonna want to look.
Sure, it's only natural.
And he's 12.
Right.
He's a 12-year-old boy.
A 12-year-old boy is gonna look.
He's curious.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But
Their parents know? Do you think the neighbors? Do you think they know what's going on?
I think they know, but I don't think they know that our son is seeing it.
Okay.
I don't feel like my son should be seeing that. We don't want to be the neighborhood narcs, but we feel like we need to tell the parents about it so it'll stop. And, you know, I don't know what we should do. What should we do? Yeah.
How do you start that conversation?
Yeah.
Hey, can you make sure your kids aren't naked in the backyard? Swimming so my son can see. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's have a barbecue soon. Bye.
Like, honestly, I would feel weird being a dad seeing the neighborhood, like, teenagers doing that, too.
That's what makes me think that maybe they don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. But the girls in the backyard, I mean, they're out there for a while. I don't know how they would know.
Meanwhile, your son's like, don't tell him, Mom. Don't tell him. you bring up a good point where it's the backyard, so it's like it's not, and they're on their property, right?
Yes, but
what are the laws around
I
that?
Think though, if you brought it up, say, hey, you know, just like kind of
breaking
approach
the law?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I think if you just let them know that, hey, your 12-year-old is seeing it and maybe shouldn't, then they have to understand that. If they're reasonable people and they sound like they are, they would understand your concern.
Well, we've got some people texting in right now. So if you want to hang out, maybe we can help you in how you, you know, approach this.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
All right. Angela, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Listen, I say reasonable people, but they have naked kids hanging out in their backyard. I know that's the only thing I know about them. I don't know if they're reasonable or not.
Greg texting. By the way, only dudes so far have
only
been texting
guys.
In. Greg texts in, this is like a bad 80s movie. Bruce texts in, just stop looking. Okay, yeah, well. No,
Bruce, it's a 12-year-old boy
with
a telescope.
Telescope.
I mean, did you miss that part? He's not going to stop looking.
That's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
I mean, to Angela's point, it's like if you see someone in your back, like who's not in your yard, in the neighbor's yard, in their backyard.
Oh, looky there. Those people don't have clothes on.
Is that against the law? Like they're on their property.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Know. Anyways.
But I'm not the law.
I'm not the law, Josh rolls in with. Who cares? Let the kid learn a little bit. Boobs. Okay. All right. If you've got
Josh, I don't know.
Comment.
I don't think that's the best way to go.
502-571-9970. Katie texts in, maybe offer some alternative solutions, like can they put something up so the neighbors can't see when they're skinny dipping? Juan checks in and says, she's asking the girl's parents to hold her accountable, but she's not willing to hold her own son accountable to stop looking? Okay.
Okay, to be honest, though, how are you going to shut that down?
Kathy says, hey, mom of three boys here. I would just go approach the daughter and let her know, stop giving my son a show, or I'm going to have to share her skinny dipping party secret with her parents.
Ooh,
I guess that's
okay,
assuming
so she's
that
assuming the parents don't
parents
know.
Parents don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I would tend to think that maybe that's the case.
They don't know. Yeah.
Because I don't know a lot of parents would be like, that's okay, kids. Have fun.
Eric checks in and says, that kid is living every teen's dream.
Of course he is.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, true.
And we're about to ruin it.
We're shutting it down. Another text from a listener. It's going to be easier to have the girls stop skinny dipping then stop a 12-year-old boy from looking.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, if he knows it's going on, that kid is looking.
Right. Anya tweets in and just said, yeah, you got to address it with the neighbors. Okay.
I mean, the only solution is to move the kid's bedroom away from where you can't see that.
Yeah, and then there were several other listeners that are texting in and going, hey, just offer a distraction to the boy. Like, hey, let's go play something. Let's go watch a movie. Let's do that. But that's like putting it on you every time that they want to go skinny dipping. And again, I don't know. And then like another listener texted in and said, you know, it could be against the law to go skinny dipping in your backyard out in public. And since they're 18, you know, there could be some legal action against them.
Really?
And that could hang on.
See, that's where we need an officer friend to call in and tell us what the law is around that.
Yeah, Derek just texted and said, just leave it alone. I'll tell you, we have noticed the range of answers that roll through on our text line.
It has varied.
It is divided a lot in gender.
Yep.
Most women are like, hey, yeah, you got to kind of address this.
The men are like, yeah, let it fly.
You know what? Boys will be boys.
Boobs. Thank you, Josh.
Yeah. So anyways, if you want, you can text in 502-571-9970 or at Ben and Kelly Show. Another text that says, are any of the other neighbors seeing it? Well, probably, but they're not calling our show.
They're not.
No.
Yep.
They're not calling our show.
We didn't have a little neighborhood meeting.
Anita checks in and says, I'm pretty sure you couldn't check your mail completely naked, so swimming naked where people could see would be indecent exposure, which is illegal. Boom.
Oh, well, okay.
I mean, I guess that sounds legally true.
Well, speaking of the neighborhood, do they put a little post up on the neighborhood Facebook page?
Oh, gosh. Wow, that's...
Oh!
Or
that's a passive-aggressive way of getting it out there without actually having to confront the neighbors' faces.
Kyle texted and said, you tell that mom to shut her mouth.
Oh, wow. Dang.
Now, Kathy comes in and says, it's not illegal. It's their yard. Neither Kelly or I have any sort of legal knowledge,
nope.
Law degrees, or anything.
I haven't seen a movie that dealt with this.
Most I've seen The Firm, but that was a long time ago.
Yes,
I don't think that dealt with anything like this. So anyways, if you want to comment, you can at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, that's free therapy.
Listen, I'm not going to go ahead and cast stones and say I've never done this.
Skinny dipping in your backyard, Kelly?
As a kid.
Okay.
But there was nobody behind us.
I will say that I think...
My friend Mandy had no neighbors behind us.
It's almost a rite of passage.
And it was at night?
To do skinny dipping.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I've done it maybe at the pool, at the hotel. I've done that before.
At the hotel?
Yeah. And I've also done it in like a quarry. Well, like a quarry pond that's kind of secluded.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm not going to... I can't sit there and say... Oh, why are they skinny dipping? You kids. When it's like,
really
right.
Like that voice.
Why are you skinny dipping? Southside Gary checks in. No one's breaking the law on private property. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, I don't. Okay.
I don't know. Anyways, if you want to continue commenting, you can. At Ben and Kelly Show.
Or you could just move. I know a good realtor.
Or you can just move. All right, feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University, Louisville, Killigan.
Okay, so one of the best things you need to see today on the internet is this TikTok baby loving every type of food that gets put in front of her.
Oh, I think I've seen this video.
Baby sarong.
Okay.
So her family shares a whole bunch of their food on their social media, and they've got a pretty huge following, and it's pretty fantastic.
Different cultures can be experienced through food, and so we want to raise her where she's experiencing the world and experiencing all different types of cultures through new food.
Whoa!
Dana just loves to eat everything. Whenever we introduce her to new foods, she's very adventurous and she's willing to try it. And she seems to have just a strong palate. Like, we were surprised how well she can take spicy, how well she eats lemons. And so I think she's just a very adventurous person who loves to eat.
Watching little kids eat lemons is hysterical.
I know, but she's all like anything they put in front of her, she's all about it. She just is loving it.
Love it.
So it's pretty infectious. We've got it up on Facebook, at 997DJX. We'll also tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. It's definitely, that'll brighten your day.
Are we excited Beavis and Butthead are coming back? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Was that your Beavis and Butthead interpretation?
Beavis.
Are you talking? Of course, we're talking about the 1990s MTV cartoon that, if you remember King of the Hill.
Yeah.
King of the Hill was a spinoff of Beavis and Butthead.
Exactly.
Due to a new school board edict, we will not be running ball handling drills today. We will be building empathy. Do you know what empathy is, Butthead?
Is that like something to do with ball handling?
Shut up!
So, yeah.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm happy.
Comedy Central is diving in on new episodes. Now, listen, it's not going to be like Beavis and Butthead as teenagers back when it was on in the 90s.
It's not. They've grown up.
They've grown up and they've got their own kids.
Oh, and this is fantastic. I like it even better. And Comedy Central is the perfect place to put it.
Right. So that's what they're going to be. It's going to bring them back into the modern world. So they're going to have cell phones. They're going to have kids. It's going to be interesting.
But they're going to have to figure stuff out, right?
Yeah, and because they're still going to be Beavis and Butthead.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Right.
There you go. Beavis and Butthead returning.
This is so great.
I'm so happy. I don't know when it's going to come back, though.
I didn't really say.
Right.
But we'll keep you posted. Just know what's happening. Just revel in the fact that it's happening.
Yeah, for sure. Listener Renee sent us this message on Facebook and said, as soon as I saw this, I knew I had to send it to Ben and Kelly, which we don't have producers. So thank you.
Yes. Thank you for being the producers. We can't pay you, but we appreciate you.
Here's the thing. 2020 is one of those years where we're just going to chalk up and be like, yo, it's going to be an excuse for, I think, a lot of people for years to come. Yo, it was 2020.
Just going
to
erase it.
Like,
can we just erase it?
Like, yo, it happened in 2020.
A lot of bad things.
Like, so now we've got to add flying snakes to the conversation.
Get out of here with that.
Here's the thing. The paradise snake has been known by scientists and by forest people.
Forest people?
I was trying to think of who are the people who are like...
The fairies that live in the forest?
Who research forests?
Tinkerbell and crew? What?
Tinkerbell, I don't know.
What is going on?
Who are the people who research forests?
I don't know.
Anyways.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wildlife experts. Okay.
I've known about these flying snakes, a.k.a. the paradise snake, for quite some time.
Wait a second. Has this been like a little nature secret that's been hiding under our nose the entire time?
Yes. The good news is you're not going to find these in Kentucky.
Also known as paradise flying snakes. Oh. They're one of only five species on the planet capable of gliding.
Yeah, so they can literally leap from trees high, high up, and they can fly for a while.
And in a fraction of a second, can double the width of their bodies. They achieve this flattened position by spreading their ribs before undulating gracefully.
Yeah, so they spread their ribs kind of like...
To become like wings?
Yeah, like wings, and then they like almost slither in midair and fly to go to another tree to like...
So terrifying.
Eat a lizard? Yeah.
For up to 25 meters.
Yeah, 25 meters. Oh, get
wow.
out of here.
Oh, wow.
So when you... Just another reason not to like get lost in the jungle. My
no,
gosh.
Sir.
Yeah, so now researchers are trying to figure out how the snakes generate lift and how they can turn in midair.
Yeah,
which
how do they jump
they
into
can.
The air?
Yeah, so like these videos from National Geographic and things like that show these snakes just literally leaping off branches. They don't have legs. They don't have feet.
Or arms.
They're snakes.
Yeah.
And they jump. So,
okay.
Not only do you got to worry about like snakes on the ground.
Right.
Snakes in planes.
Yeah.
But now you got to worry about flying snakes.
I don't want any part of it. I'm not swimming in the ocean. I'm not hiking in the rainforest. Is that the rainforest?
Yeah,
is that where
so.
It is? Okay.
It's native to South and Southeast Asia.
Okay. Not going to do that.
Yeah. Not going happening.
There.
So yeah, this paradise snake. So thank you, Renee.
Thanks, nature.
Which, by the way, we're not going to dive down the wormhole of snakes mating because I don't think there's any
probably
sort of...
don't make sound.
Yeah. And sound is radio. So, you know, we got to...
It's pretty imperative it has sound.
Yeah, we got to have sound.
If we're going to spend any time... Although...
Appreciate it, Renee.
I mean, maybe off the air.
Maybe off the air. You look and you see how snakes are made.
Okay. For research purposes.
Right, research purposes only. We have a complete list of what's new and what's out on Netflix here in July up at WDJX.com, but I'll tell you what I dove in on.
What'd you dive in on? Unsolved Mysteries?
Yes.
Ooh, I'm excited. I forgot that was coming back.
So yeah, Robert Stack hosted the show from like the mid-80s to the mid-90s.
And it was so good.
And it's a true, it's like true crime.
But unsolved.
Unsolved.
Hence like, the name, Unsolved Mysteries.
Right, Unsolved Mysteries.
Yes.
Right, it's all true though.
Yeah.
So they're back with like the first six episodes were just released yesterday. And my daughters and I, we watched three of them, like back to back to back.
Oh,
and let me tell you,
we're diving in this weekend.
It still plays.
Yeah,
it still plays.
Okay, I still haven't made it through Eurovision Song Contest. The Story of Fire Saga.
Listen, you can pause that. You can pause
got
that.
Like an hour and a half left.
Yeah, you can pause that. You got to dive into Unsolved Mysteries
all
because
right.
It's real.
Okay.
They're 50-minute episodes. There are about six of them. So
I like that.
It's pretty easy.
It's meaty enough because out of the half hour, I need a little bit more than a half hour.
Have you noticed that Netflix used to give you 15 seconds of starts next episode in 15? Now it's like 3 seconds.
Ooh.
Now they're like, starting next episode. Boop, boop.
And
I'm like,
no
time
to get up and get a snack or take a potty break. Nope, we're plowing through.
I know. That was just released on July 1st. And I'll tell you, Netflix has been talking a lot about the movies that are now on Netflix, like Spaceballs, Airplane, Charlotte's Web.
Oh, classics.
Fiddler on the Roof. Uh-huh. Yeah, some classics. Patriot's Day, Schindler's List, Sleepless in Seattle.
Wow.
I know, a lot of stuff. So they've got all these new movies that are coming out in July that are not new. They're all old classic movies.
The Notebook is coming soon.
Yeah, July 18th.
Weeks.
The Last Dance, July 19th.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, so good stuff there. And you can see it, like I said, WDGX.com. We got the entire list. And of course, Disney Plus is doing their Friday
Summer movie nights.
Summer movie nights, mm-hmm. where Hamilton is going to be released tomorrow. So
we've got that all up on the website too. You can see that schedule plan accordingly.
But I'm telling you, Unsolved Mysteries.
All right.
Boom.
I'll dive in.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Ready for it.
Then.
No.
Don't say no.
I'm not doing, no.
Then.
I don't think so.
Dirty John.
All right.
Because it's solved.
The same wheelhouse.
It is solved, but it's true crime.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's wild. It is absolutely wild.
Okay, so first Unsolved Mysteries, then Dirty John.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a lot. We're busy. We're going to be busy.
Ran across this Reddit thread where it's advertising slogans, right? But the advertising slogans that could be used when...
When what?
Like...
Specific products?
KFC's finger licking good. These are things that... Advertising products that you could use in the bedroom.
Okay, so these are slogans that could work for...
They're not...
Bedroom products.
Yeah, they're not meant to be...
No, but they
the
could
bedroom,
be used.
But they could be, like KFC's right. Finger Licking Good, that
got
slogan.
It. Okay, got it. All right.
Allstate.
You're in good hands?
Yes.
I could see some guys using these as pickup lines.
Wendy's?
Where's the beef?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, my.
Again, these are just normal advertising slogans that when you take them out of context and you're like, oh, okay, well, maybe these could also work in the bedroom.
These could be lines on a third date? What date? What number of date are we at?
Arby's.
This is appropriate. We've got the meat.
Yeah.
All right. I get it. Okay.
M&M's?
Are they talking about the melts in your mouth, not in your hands?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, we're talking about candy.
Again.
But when we say it in this context,
yeah,
it feels weird.
It feels weird.
It feels wrong.
Like Gatorade's slogan.
What is Gatorade's slogan? I don't know that one.
Is it in you?
Oh, God.
By itself, just a fine slogan.
Right.
Talking about Gatorade.
Yes.
Are those electrolytes in you?
Yes. Well, give you energy. Okay. Now I'm how many more of these do we have? Are we done?
UPS?
I feel like we're done. What can Brown do for you? I'm not sure if that one fits.
I mean, Nike.
Just do it.
Obviously.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
What else do we got?
Are we giving guys like pickup lines to seal the deal? Again, I feel like that's what this is now.
These are advertising slogans that also could be working in the bedroom.
Okay. All right. All right. Do you think that the advertising agencies, when they were coming up with these for these products, considered this?
No.
Okay.
Not one iota.
Probably didn't.
So anyways, had a little fun with that thread.
That's a fun time.
Maybe we just started off on, that's Facebook worthy, right?
Is it?
There's worse on Facebook.
Oh, there is. All right. Well, it's not us. It's Reddit.
Maybe we just started off just
here.
Maybe with the KFC. We'll just start it off with dipping the toe in.
Okay.
And let you roll.
We'll start. This is ours. And then open it up to you guys.
Yeah.
And your creativity.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
To cover the ones we missed.
Because there are plenty, right?
There are.
Good stuff. All right. So there you go.
Kind of not looking at chicken the same way.
I really shouldn't give it more than one segment, but I am. Advertising slogans that work in the bedroom.
Oh, here we go.
I really shouldn't.
You shouldn't. You're right. You shouldn't.
Jimmy John's.
Freaky fast, freaky good. That works.
Burger King.
Have it your way.
Yeah.
All righty.
I mean, let's stay in the fast food hamburger lane.
All right.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Da 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 da.
I'm loving it. I like it. And a compliment to your guy.
Subway, home of the
footlong. That's aggressive. That's aggressive.
Teresa rolls in with Domino's.
30 minutes or less.
30 minutes or less, yep. Oh, my gosh. The other Subway slogan, I guess.
Eat fresh.
Eat fresh, yeah.
Wow.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, this all from a Reddit thread, just advertising slogans that could be also be used in the bedroom, which, you know, fun to think about.
Fun.
Yeah, fun.
Fun.
Yep, Christy again, KFC, finger licking good. Love that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's good.
So awkward. So awkward!
I mean, there are worse things.
I mean, if you dig deep, we'll probably find many.
There are
many,
worse.
Many.
Yeah. So, yes, Tim. Nikes.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Us. Oh, gosh. Pork.
What is pork slogan?
The other white meat.
Oh, God!
That's so
or
bad.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, you can. Oh my gosh.
We're gonna keep the
Renee
fun on Facebook.
Texan goldfish crackers. Snacks that make you smile.
Well, all how right. you doing?
You're a snack that makes me smile. It's been a minute since we've had some animal news on the show, right?
Well, animals almost dominated the show yesterday.
That is true.
Yeah.
But did you see that they had to close part of Lassen Volcanic National Park there in California because of an angry otter?
An angry otter is shutting stuff down?
Yeah, had bitten some people, and they're like, ooh, shut it down.
What's up with the angry otter?
Yeah, so the mama otter, I guess, was protecting her, like, little otter
family?
Babies.
Okay.
Yeah, and so anyways, they're like, you know, that's normal. It's a national park, so you got to respect
too.
The animals.
Yeah, you're going into their home.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just wondering.
Probably time for some research.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we've ever dived into.
Dove into? Yeah.
Otter mating? Ooh, river otters mating. Well, this only has 667 views. I'm going to steer clear of that because it doesn't have that many views.
Yeah, must not be that good.
I mean, the 2.9 million views or the 582,000 views or the 1 million. Oh, gosh, that one's good, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's just dive in.
By the way, baby otters are called pups.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's just them.
Oh, they look like they're wrestling. No, they're not wrestling.
No, they are wrestling in the water there.
That is technically difficult. They are in the water.
Well, otters are very.
While they're doing that.
Yeah, I mean, that's
I mean, she's buoyant.
I was watching his mouth out.
Oh, okay. That's at the zoo. We're about ready to see some magic happen at the zoo there.
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, hey, girl.
Yep, there it is.
The otter's on its back.
Yeah, he's on his back, all right.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Well, that's...
That was a lot of learning.
That's some good learning there.
At the zoo. I've noticed a theme in a lot of these animal videos that we've seen.
Yes.
The back is involved.
That is true. Yeah. So, that one's... Yeah, that one's definitely graphic.
She looks like she's kind of trying to swim away.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Wow.
Oh, wait. Oh, listen. Oh. Listen.
Whoa. Oh, that's like a jackhammer. That is fast movement.
Wow. Like, okay.
Sit still for a second. Almost done.
Give me five more seconds. All right. So that's exciting there.
Oh, wow.
So if you were planning on vacationing...
They look like they're going to be a lovely family.
I think they will.
Yeah.
In California at the Lassen Volcanic National Park, know that it's being protected right now by a mother otter.
He's still going.
Good for him.
All right.
Okay. Oh, man, today we had a lot of stuff on the show. We wove in naked stories. We wove in skinny dipping. We wove in flying snakes. Otters mating.
It was a lot.
Just product slogans, throwback Thursday. I mean, it was a show that I don't know if we hang our hat on in front of a 3-day weekend, but that's what you got.
Well, it's a job well done.
That job well done.
Right?
We were going to pat our own selves on the back for that one.
Wow, that was a lot.
That was good. That was good. Good.
Was great.
Good job, guys.
Okay,
good job,
mic
guys.
Drop.
All right, mic drop.
That's all we can do right now.
So, yeah, WDGX.com. Click listen if you want to catch up on the show. Get the show in its entirety without the songs and commercials all right there for you. And then whatever you do this weekend, be safe.
Be safe.
Yes, be safe. Don't blow off a finger. Be safe.
Celebrate America.
Eat an extra hot dog for me.
All that.
And enjoy your holiday weekend. We've got tomorrow off, so that's nice.
We do.
I mean,
we're still going to be talking to you.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to hear a best of show, but it's all right.
We've got some new stuff up our sleeve for you.
Yeah.
We're going to record that right now.
We're going to get that done right now for you.
So, behind the scenes action.
Yeah, why not?
We're going to work ahead
so we
can sleep in tomorrow.
That's right. So whatever you do this weekend, be safe and catch up what you missed on the podcast at WDGX.com. Click listen. Have a good one. We'll talk to you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.